Former New York State Senate Majority Leader Dean Skelos and his son Adam have been found guilty of bribery, extortion, and fraud for a second time in just 3 years. The senior Skelos was accused of trading his support for legislation that favored certain businesses in exchange for those businesses giving no or low-show jobs to his son. Prosecutors say those jobs were worth a total of $500,000. Reporter James Madore covered the trial for Newsday. He joins us now. Hey, James.
Nice to be with you.
Dean and Adam Skelos were first convicted and sentenced for the same charges back in 2015, but their convictions were reversed after that U.S. Supreme Court decision. How did that decision raise the bar for kind of what counts as public corruption here?
The U.S. Supreme Court decided that an elected official like Dean Skelos had to do more than make a phone call, meet with a lobbyist, or set up a meeting to be guilty of a quid pro quo bribery scheme. The politician had to do other things. They had to vote on a piece of legislation. They had to enact a regulation. One of the things that happened last week when Judge Kimba Wood charged the jury in this case is she outlined for them the types of specific actions Dean Skelos had to take in order to be found guilty. And it had to be more than making a phone call or meeting with someone for a few minutes.
Okay, so in this case, did prosecutors have to present new evidence to meet this new definition of quid pro quo? And did that mean they had to go out and find more proof, or did they just have the information already the last time and just presented it differently?
It appears as if they had the information already, but what was interesting in this retrial versus the trial that took place in 2015 is what information they included and what information they excluded. And the best example is in their first trial, a lot of attention was paid to a meeting that Dean Skelos arranged for an environment company that was employing his son with the State Department of Health. This time, that meeting was barely mentioned because the U.S. Supreme Court decision said simply setting up a meeting doesn't qualify as a quid pro quo bribery scheme. Dean Skelos had to vote on legislation. So there was a lot of emphasis in this retrial on voting on legislation. Over and over again, the prosecution put up examples of vote tally sheets in the Senate to show that Dean Skelos voted for a piece of legislation that the people that were employing his son needed the Senate to pass.
Dean Skelos did not testify in that first trial. He did take the stand in this one. Did that help or hurt the case?
It's hard to say. I mean, it's always good to hear from the defendant. He was on the stand for 3 days. He was emphatic at every single turn that he believes he did not break the law. He also spent quite a bit of time charming the jury, talking about his childhood, talking about Adam's troubled past. He humanized the trial in many ways. And as I said, it's always good to hear from the defendant. And he probably felt, look, why not take a shot at this? Why not talk to the jury directly?
Yeah, the lawyers for Dean Skelos basically said he was just trying to help his son out, but the jury didn't go for it, huh?
It appears they did not. As you rightly reported, all 8 counts, both men were found guilty. The interesting thing in this retrial is it did take the jury one more day to render a verdict. And they also went through literally hundreds of pages of testimony, emails, and wiretap conversations to reach their verdict.
Let's look a little broader here. This is the fourth major trial that's ended in corruption convictions for state officials in 2018, and it's only July. What's got to change in Albany to keep that from happening?
Very good point. I talked to a number of good government groups yesterday, and one of the things they're really pushing for is to see major changes in ethics laws in this state. And they're saying now is the time for them and others to begin to call your state senator, your state assembly person, depending on who is the new governor of New York State on January 1st, and really make the push that we need to have changes. One of the issues that came out in this trial is that our state legislature is a part-time legislature. So many of the people in the Assembly and the Senate have other jobs,
mm-hmm.
and that does present a conflict of interest. There has been a movement in Albany to make the legislature a full-time legislature. However, that would mean that the average pay, the basic pay of a state assemblyman and a state senator would rise to more than $100,000. Currently, they're paid a base pay of $80,000. So the jury is out on whether or not Albany will make changes based on these major trials that have taken place this year, all of which the government prevailed, all of which we saw convictions.
All comes down to money. James Madore, reporter for Newsday, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.